Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 59, Scene 6. Krishna and his queens in Dwaraka. After defeating Indra, Krishna arranged to marry the 16,100 girls brought from the custody of Bauma Asura. By expanding himself into 16,100 forms, Krishna simultaneously married them all in different palaces in one auspicious moment. Krishna thus established the truth that Krishna and no one else is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for there is nothing impossible for Krishna, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is all-powerful, omnipresent, and imperishable, and as such, there is nothing wonderful in this pastime. All the palaces of the more than 16,000 queens of Krishna were full with suitable gardens, furniture, and other paraphernalia of which there is no parallel in this world. There is no exaggeration in this story from Srimad Bhagavatam. The queens of Krishna were all expansions of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji. Krishna used to live with them in different palaces, and Krishna treated them in exactly the same way as an ordinary man treats his wife. We should always remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was playing exactly like a human being. Although Krishna showed his extraordinary opulences by simultaneously marrying more than 16,000 wives in more than 16,000 palaces, Krishna behaved with them just like an ordinary man. And Krishna strictly followed the relationship between husband and wife required in ordinary homes. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand the characteristics of the Supreme Brahman, the Personality of Godhead. Even demigods like Lord Brahma and others are unable to probe into the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. The wives of Krishna were so fortunate that they got the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their husband, although their husband's personality was unknown even to the demigods like Lord Brahma. In their dealings as husband and wife, Krishna and his queens would smile, talk, joke, embrace, and so on, and their conjugal relationship ever increasingly developed. In this way, both Krishna and the queens enjoyed transcendental happiness in their householder life. Although each and every queen had thousands of maidservants engaged for her service, the queens were all personally attentive in serving Krishna. Each one of them used to receive Krishna personally when he entered the palace. They engaged in getting him seated on a nice couch, presenting him with all kinds of worshipful paraphernalia, washing his lotus feet with Ganges water, offering Krishna betel nuts, and massaging his legs. In this way, the queens were giving Krishna relief from the fatigue of being away from home. The queens also saw to fanning Krishna nicely, offering Krishna fragrant essential floral oil, decorating Krishna with flower garlands, dressing Krishna's hair, asking Krishna to lie down in order to take rest, bathing Krishna personally, and feeding Krishna nice palatable dishes. All these things were done by each queen herself, and they did not wait for the maidservants. In other words, Krishna and his different queens displayed on this earth an ideal householder life. Thus ends chapter 59, scene 6, Krishna and his queens in Dwaraka. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vigraha Radhana Nityanana Sringara Tanmandira Marjanadao Yuktasya Bhaktang Chanyunjatopi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Sri Vigraharad Hananityanana Sringara Tanmandira Marjanadao Yuktasya Bhaktang Chanyunjatopi Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is always engaged in the temple worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. He also engages his disciples in such worship. They dress the deities in beautiful clothes and ornaments, clean their temple, and perform other similar worship of Radha and Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from our Vaishnava Acharyas. As Srila Sridhar Swami explains, the word yatha indicates that each marriage was duly performed. This means that the entire company of the Lord's relatives, including his mother Devaki, appeared in each and every palace and attended each and every wedding. Since all these weddings took place simultaneously, this event was surely a manifestation of Krishna's inconceivable potency. When Lord Krishna does things, he does them in style. So it is not astonishing that Krishna simultaneously appeared in 16,100 wedding ceremonies taking place in 16,100 royal palaces, accompanied in each palace by all of Krishna's relatives. Indeed, this is the way one would expect the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do things. After all, Krishna is not an ordinary human being. Srila Sridhar Swami further explains that on this particular occasion, Krishna manifested his original form in each of his 16,100 palaces. In other words, to take part in the wedding vows, Krishna manifested identical prakash forms in all the palaces. The word atarkakrit is significant. Tarka means logic, and atarka means that which is beyond logic. Krishna can perform that which is beyond mundane logic, and hence Krishna is inconceivable. And still, Krishna's activities can be appreciated and understood to a significant extent by those who surrender unto Krishna. This is the secret of bhakti, or loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. Srila Sridhar Swami comments that Krishna was always at home except for when Krishna had to go out to do ordinary household duties. And Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti points out that since in the Vaikuntha planets, Lord Narayan enjoys with only one goddess of fortune, and in Dwaraka, Krishna enjoys with thousands of queens, Dwaraka must be considered superior to Vaikuntha. So in this regard, Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti also quotes the following passage from the Skanda Purana. At that place, 16,000 gopis were assembled with Krishna, who is considered the supreme, who is considered the supersoul, who is considered the shelter of all living beings. These gopis are Krishna's renowned 16 potencies, O goddess. Krishna is like the moon, the gopis are like its phases, and the full contingent of gopis is like the full sequence of the moon's 16 phases. Each of these 16 divisions of gopis, my dear Varangana, is subdivided into 1,000 parts. Srila Vishvanatha Chakravarti further quotes the Kartika Mahatmya section of the Padma Purana. Kaishore Gopa Kanyastha Yauvane Raja Kanyaka. Those who were the daughters of cowherders in their early youth became royal princesses in their maturity. Therefore, just as the Lord of Dwaraka is a plenary expansion of the supremely complete Lord of Sri Vrindavan, so too his principal queens are full expansions of Krishna's supremely complete pleasure potency known as the gopis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.